and water for all. Maria Tri Suhartini is a part and co-founder of Pinilih Disabled Persons Group in Sedayu District in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. Established on August 27, 2017, Pinilih strives to help disabled persons in Sedayu to be socially and financially independent. The group frequently holds various useful economic, social, and cultural activities for disabled persons and used a community library, Helicopter Gobok Maos, in Argosari, Sedayu, as their regular meeting spot. When IDEA brought the open contracting program to Pinilih, Maria couldn't be more excited. The program focuses on promoting transparency in public contracts, and Maria was grateful to see the program's immediate benefits to her group. "It was clear that after a program, my friends started to think more critically," Maria said. "They're now able to quickly respond to an issue. They've become more confident, and they are no longer afraid to say what's in their mind in village forums." Being involved in the program gave Maria and her friends the opportunity to learn new things, from fundamental rights to public speaking skills, so that they too could voice their aspirations as citizens. After meeting with IDEA several times, some of Pinilih members initiated a conversations with their respective village administrators and proposed some solutions to address our need for clean water, Maria recalled. To everyone's credit, the village administrators were very welcoming and willing to be engaged in Pinilih's programs. Today, Pinilih has a representatives in each village in Sedayu. Even now, although COVID-19 has caused face-to-face activities to be suspended, Pinilih has been carrying on with their programs. The key? Creativity. While physical meetings are not possible, text discussions are very much alive in WhatsApp groups. Pinilih also makes use of visual materials sent by IDEA. "We can actually raise issues through village forums, through the Development Consultative Forum and village meetings. If Pinilih members are not yet a part of those forums, they can approach the person who heads the social welfare affairs in the village or the village secretary. There's a different method in every village, depending on our relationship with village administrators," Maria explained. Once Pinilih has enough members who are empowered and confident enough to engage with village administrators, the group started looking outward. Together with IDEA, Pinilih engage with other communities in different districts. On December 4, 2019, after meeting for several times, they agreed to form Paguyuban Tirtowaning, an association that communicates for clean water access to the further level. Tirtowaning comprises three groups other than Pinilih: Jati Husada Mulya Association of Women Sellers of Herbal Drinks in Sedayu District, beneficiaries of Family Group Social Assistance Programs in Kasihan District, and Public Budgeting Learning Center in Bantul Regency. Tirtowaning is needed to communicate about clean water issues beyond village and district levels. As the Regional Drinking Water Company or PDAM is operated by regional government, these issues need to reach Regency officials. "After we formed Tirtowaning, IDEA gives us other trainings where we learned about clean water management," said Maria. "We received multiple trainings until we felt ready to sit with the Regency government. On February 14, 2020, just before the pandemic hit, Tirtowaning managed to have a hearing with the Bantul Regency government. Lina and Rita from Prima Village Group in Dlingo District requested the expansion of water piping network by PDAM and PAMSIMAS, or Community-Based Drinking Water Supply and Sanitation, in four villages Dlingo District: Dlingo Village, Kebosungi 1 and Kebosungu 2 sub-villages, Terong Village, Rejosari and Terong 2 sub-villages, Mangunan Village, Gumlem sub-village, and Muntuk Village. Meanwhile, Radinam and Milu from the Poor Women's Group of Kasihan District asked the government to increase the beneficiary quota of PDAM's home water connection installation, targeting low-income families. They also asked PDAM to do periodical water quality tests and to announce the result. Lastly, they requested the Bantul Regency government to urge PDAM to be transparent about the materials that have been used when installing water connections. From Pinilih, Wahyu and Waris asked and reminded the officials about the importance of being fully transparent with PDAM's tariff, especially when serving poor families and disabled persons, as well as during installations. They also asked the Regency government to have PDAM develop a special tariff for vulnerable groups and improve the company's complaint handling SOP. As for Maria, she hopes Paguyuban Tirtowaning can reach more residents in Bantul. Now that Tirtowaning understands how to communicate the community's interests to stakeholders, I hope my friends can capture more of people's aspirations and bring that to the government, she said. The association has been quite successful in raising the capacity of its members. It'd be great to make ourselves more beneficial for more people.